This subject is so fun, I'd like to devote 2 weeks of tweaks to it. This is the first. We're talking about signs. And if that didn't excite you, there's a good reason. Experience has taught us that signs are pretty boring things. Let's use that insight today. Hi, I'm Lisa Urick, and this is your 2-Minute Tweak, a small idea for, I hope, big results this week. Last week, friend and Brookline Booksmith curator Lisa Gazashti said something really profound in our workshop with NEBA managers. She said, attention is a fragile thing. She's right. In fact, attention has never been more of a fragile thing. And when we're interjecting signs into the mix, we need to be careful. So here's a simple principle. When in doubt, don't. When it comes to signs, less is more. We want signs to inform, invite, and then we need to get out of the way so the folks can find their books. So if we can omit the sign and they can still find their way, omit it. Well, why? Because signs help people mentally discard. It's like flipping through a deck, which means they'll miss things because they'll move into this mentality of sorting and deciding this way or that way or no, 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 rather than, I wonder what this is. And it interrupts our whole purpose in creating discovery and browsing experiences. We don't need a sign that says cards over an area clearly displaying cards. And if there are cookbooks, we don't need a sign that says that either. We should be able to quickly see from the display that these are cookbooks or decor or perhaps even fiction. If we can't say something completely new with a sign, something that isn't easily discovered in the browse experience, we don't need one at all. This is sort of heresy for me because our company actually makes sign holders and sells shelf talkers too. Wayfinding is an important science for sure. But increasingly, I'm thinking less is more. If our displays are speaking as we want them to, if every shelf is singing with color and narrative titles, pulling us into collection, we'll turn off that little yes-no ticker in our brains and settle in for a good and easy browse. We'll start reading rather than rejecting and wayfinding. And that's where discovery begins. As Mary Shelley put it, in other studies, you go as far as others have gone before you, and there's nothing more to know. But in a scientific pursuit, there's continual food for discovery and wonder. And this week, as we think on signs or the absence of them, I'm reflecting this unique space we've chosen goes well beyond the rules of retail. It's a pursuit of connection where there is continual food for discovery and wonder.